Hey guys, this is Wade with Wade for Wireless again, and I am going to talk about small cells for my blog post, Small Cells. What the hell is a small cell? So, just to go over this, I want to go over what a small cell is at first. Basically, it's a mini macro cell. And what that means is, in LTE, I'm going to go over LTE. I'm going to concentrate on LTE. In LTE, what you have in a macro cell, you have the backhaul, which comes in from a core. The core is where the switches are to make the calls, connect the calls, the connection to the internet, and things like that. Now, with cloud computing, the connection to the internet's much closer now, so they actually have a way that you can connect out at the tower now, so that's going to change here very soon. With LTE small cells, what they do, they take a macro cell. Again, you have the backhaul, which is, say, a router connects to fiber, to microwave, to something that basically connects to the internet somewhere where they have a pipe that goes back to the core. There's all different kinds of ways to do it. Let's just stick with that right now. So basically, they go into the cloud, and the cloud comes out at the core. But right now, we're going to concentrate on the cell site. So a normal macro site has what they call BBU, a broadband unit for LTE. And what that is, that's the interface that takes it from the backhaul, which is the core that connects to the core, to the backhaul to the router. They have a router that will connect the IP data, and that's what IT will work on, usually the router. And then that'll have a high-speed connection, usually anywhere from 10 gig to 100 gig. I'm sorry, from 10 meg to 100 meg to a gig. So it's a gigabit per second, 100 megabits per second, 10 megabits per second. And that will usually connect right into the broadband unit. There's different ways to do it. I'm not going to get too detailed here. So you have a broadband unit, and normally in a macro cell, you have a broadband unit that can control several remote radio heads, which is what they hang on the tower now, or control the RF section. They used to have inside the shelter the RF section. Now it's on the tower. They have the remote radio heads, and they usually have fiber and power that go from the BBU up to the RRH. The RRH, remote radio head. That's basically, and then from the remote radio head, they'll have anywhere from one to eight antennas on it, because what they have now is MIMO, M-I-M-O, multiple in, multiple out. And so they'll have on each RH, usually about two antennas on each RH. And the antennas, remember, you have transmit and you have receive. So you're going to have probably, between one and eight transmit, between one and eight receive on each remote radio head. So how does that relate to a small cell? Here's how it's going to relate to a small cell. Small cell, you're going to have all that compressed into one box. You're still probably going to have an external router. It's probably going to connect to a fiber backhaul, some type of fiber, or microwave. Maybe point-to-point. It's usually going to be point, maybe point-to-multi-point, but it's probably going to be point-to-point. And even the fiber, they'll either connect into the internet, which I think they'll have to do, and have a virtual connection. But a lot of the carriers are trying to get a dark fiber back to their main cell site so it connects right into their network. So small cell is basically going to have a router, and it's going to be the BBU and the RH all in one. Everything's going to be crammed into one. That's what's going to connect to the router. They're depending upon how much power you use, whether it's a 1 watt or a 5 watt or a 1/4 watt. If you're inside a building, it can be much lower power. But basically, you're going to have low power. Chances are you're going to have between two and four antennas, and they're both going to be bidirectional, I would imagine. So they're all different. That's why I say that. You know, you have Ericsson building them, Samsung, you have, what is it, Spider Cloud, Airvana, Alcatel-Lucent, of course. Alcatel-Lucent's going to, they're the leader in small cells right now. And Samsung, I think NEC's coming out with one. I would imagine, I'm trying to think who else. But anyway, you get the idea, right? So it's a small cell. Now, physically, for you installers out there, small cell can be anywhere from normally 20 pounds. They can be a little more than that, 30 pounds, a little lighter than that, say 10 pounds. And they're different sizes depending upon what you're going to do. If it's indoor, it's very small, very light, and, you know, it's very low power. And if it's outdoor, it's going to be larger, 20 pounds. It's also going to have a heat shield, probably, depending upon where you put it. So, and the heat shield has to be off of the small cell because it still needs to have its heat sink on. You know, that's what all those fins are, so the heat can move off of it. But yeah, you have a heat shield so the sun doesn't make it hotter than it already is. If, you know, if you mount somewhere hot, but even in northern cities, you know, you're going to have sun beating down on them because you're going to probably mount them on poles. Okay, so you get the gist. A small cell is a mini macro site. All it is a small BBU and a small RRH all into one that you're going to mount up on a pole. Then it's going to run fiber down and power connection down to a router somewhere and also to a power source, which could be anything. It might be a plug. You might have a PDU, which is a power distribution unit, and you're going to connect that up. That's how it's similar to Wi-Fi, because Wi-Fi, majority of the Wi-Fi connections had a power distribution unit, and that's the way they would work. But with Wi-Fi, I mean, you can do design. A lot of people were doing Wi-Fi design for a while. Now there's so much Wi-Fi out there. Putting a small cell in on a carrier on licensed band is very different. You have to engineer it because you have self-interference. Inter-cell interference. Basically, you interfere with yourself. You don't want to step on yourself. You don't want to cause problems. You want the handoff to go smooth. Handoff from like a macro site to a small cell, a macro to a metro site to a building. When you walk in a building, you want the handoff to be smooth, whether you're passing data or whether you're talking with voice. So when you're mounting these things, there's a lot to take into consideration. For one, where you're going to mount the unit, how you're going to mount the antennas, is it going to have a sun shield, is there plenty of airflow to keep it cool, is it going to be shaded from the sun to keep it from getting too hot, how's it going to be in the winter, do you need a heat source? A lot of these are going to be mounted on poles, and the router is going to be the big issue. So that's what you're going to have to worry about, is the router as well. Now, most of the stuff you're going to mount is made to be put outdoors. It's just a matter of how you mount it. Also, water is going to be an issue. So just make sure with the small cells that when you mount the antennas or the connections or the fiber, that that is well protected from the weather. They should be designed to do that, okay? So when you mount them, the antennas are going to be the big thing. Where you point them, if they're directional, if they're omni, they horizontal, or are they vertical, or are they plumb? You know, you want to make sure you have the antennas just right. You want to make sure the unit's mounted right. So if water is an issue, they may need to be mounted a certain way to keep the water out. One more thing, when you're hooking up backhaul, it's going to be fiber backhaul. Your fiber skills are going to have to be good for this. So just do the best you can, okay? Make sure that you have fiber skills. You can terminate fiber, you can put connections on. Make sure you know how to bend the fiber because you don't want to break it, you don't want to bend it too far, you don't want to cause problems in that short run. That was a problem with tower work. A lot of the tower guys had problems running the fiber. That's why they came out with those great big cables with fiber and power, and to protect the fiber and also to control the bend radius. So anyway, small cell, you need fiber skills. Someone's going to have to hook power up for you. Power is going to have to be there ahead of time. You're putting power to pole, probably. With Wi-Fi, when they would go out on light poles, they would often plug into the lights up top. They had special plugs for that. And they also had strand mounts where they would get power over Ethernet, or say if it's a DOCSIS, which a DOCSIS is basically a data over cable interface specification, meaning it's a cable connection, right? That's where the cable carriers have a big chance to help this move along, is to provide their connection, because they have backhaul, they have everything, you know, they have everything you think you would need. For some reason, they're not too active in it yet that I'm aware of. I mean, they're doing stuff, they're moving ahead, just not as fast as I think they should be. So, and what a strand mount is when you can actually mount it to a cable that goes above a street. So in other words, you see how they have those steel cables that go from pole to pole across the street or somewhere like that, and then they run the cables to it. They usually connect the cable to it for support. So just so you know, that's how they want to mount a lot of things. I don't know if it's going to work out or not. They have to figure out how to put the antennas out there. The The other thing, one of the reasons that small cells are moving out so slow, there's a lot to it. You know, you're putting in a mini cell site. There's also a big deal with the permitting. You still got to go through all the permitting process. You still got to go through site acquisition. It's not easy. You don't just throw them up on poles. You got to get permission. You got to deal with rent. There's a lot of tower companies that are moving ahead on this. Crown Castle is a good one because they're trying to put as much, as far as the permitting and the ordinances, you know, they're putting a box on their poles that they have already. So that way you don't have to go through the permitting again and again and again. They have a pole out. They have a box on a pole that you can mount into because that's what permitting is all about, putting this stuff on. The antenna is the only thing you got to worry about. The other thing, if you're going on a pole with that has power on, you got to stay out of the power zone. You want to stay in the telecommunications zone, which is basically where the telephone lines are. So you can't go as high as you would probably like. So there's a lot to it. You can see why it's slower to get out. There's a lot more engineering involved. You don't just throw it up. The difference between it and Wi-Fi is basically design. Wi-Fi changes daily. You can throw something on Wi-Fi up, and you know, a week later, there could be three more people that threw up their Wi-Fi units right near you. I mean, what are you going to do? It's just the way it is. You're going to have to be aware of where you're mounting it, be aware of the power zones, and all that, all right? So just want to go over it real quick. If you look on my blog, Wade for Wireless, the name of the blog is Small Cells, What the Hell is a Small Cell? Go in there. I have a couple links on there you can look at, and maybe it'll help you out, all right? I just was trying to help you guys and give you an idea of what a small cell is. I'm going to do a lot more articles on small cells because they are going to be up and coming. The big thing is know your fiber skills. You guys already know how to mount stuff. If you have a bucket truck, great, because that way you can roll through these things. But they're going to get to the point where you can mount a lot of the outdoor small cells with a ladder. Indoor small cells, they're going to tell you where to mount them. You're going to have to worry about that backhaul, which is probably Cat 5. They'll run through the building and power. It's going to be a real challenge in a lot of these enterprise buildings because they're so big. They just run Cat 5 everywhere. You're going to have to put the antennas at specific places. You won't, I would imagine you wouldn't want to go too close to the windows because you'll interfere with the cell site unless there's really weak coverage here. So you're going to be deeper in the building and so on. So you guys will have to deal with that, all right? Wade for Wireless. If you have any questions, wadeforwireless@gmail.com. You know me on Facebook, just go on Facebook, Wade for Wireless, or my blog, wadeforwireless.com. Thanks, guys. And remember, be smart, be safe, don't be stupid, because we want you to come home happy and healthy, and the wealthy and wise will follow. Thanks, guys. See you. Bye.